Welcome to Shomar Shav and Adav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Arbi HaKashom, Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding now with the Zohar, Daf Nun Hei. The Gemara at the end of Amudala brings the question. The Rabbi by Yitzchok asks Rabbi Yudo, that we see that there is a Zohar that seems to have success. That when they need rain, the Avodah Zohar seems to bring rain. They shech, they persif for the Avodah Zohar, and rain comes to the world. So how do we understand that? So Rabbi Yudo answers, it's based on a pasuk that says, "Asher cholak Hashem melokecho yisom lechol ha'amin." Shmuel gave it to all the nations. Milamit sheichlikon bedvorim kedil turdo min oilam. What does it mean, cholak Hashem ha'am? The Hakadosh Baruch Hu allowed the going to make this aveiro. And as the Gemara goes on and says, based on the concept of bali tame poischim loy, a bali torim esayim oisay. It says the Maharsha points out, it can't be that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the goyim Avodah Zarah. That's the Pashup Shah and the Lashon of the Pasuk. Asher cholak asher lahem. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. That's not possible. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give them something to do in Aveiru. So what does it mean, cholak asher lahem? Hechlikah bedvarim. He gave them the opportunity if they want to come and do something wrong. And the Maharal over here adds, because sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu does give or prevent someone from doing the right thing. As we find by Paro, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was machbid this liboy. Who as Rashi brings in Chumash regarding that they stood in front of Baal Tzafoyin, Am Yisrael, so the Mitzvim will think that Baal Tzafoyin, that of Avodah Zarah, is helping them. So he says that's true for an ummah, for a nation, for a king who deserves a punishment. Part of the punishment is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them something that makes them make a mistake. But now we're talking about any other goyim that didn't do anything wrong yet. So it has to be, what does it mean, Yichlik Medvarim? Not that he gave them the Avodah Zarah, but that he gave them the opportunity to make the mistake. They're not preventing him from doing the mistake. But we find the Ramban and Chumash. It's brought down in Parshas Achimois on the Pasuk Vatit Maha'orit. Vayevkoi davoino aleo vatiakia oritz es yoshveo. The Pasuk is telling you the Eretz Yisrael kicks out, spits out people who do Avodah. So a famous Ramban, the Ramban himself, refers to this Pirush that he says in a few places in his Pirush in Chumash. The Ramban there goes to explain why Eretz Yisrael is different than other places that you can do Aveiros in Eretz Yisrael. Very long Ramban, but the point that we need for our sugyo, he brings the pasuk that our Gemara brings, Asher cholak asher lahem, because Shmuel gave it to the other nations, and he explains what does it mean. He says every other nation, every other ummah, every other country but Eretz Yisrael has a malach, has a mazo, which is shoylet in that place. And they, so to speak, report to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's something between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the people of that country. Because you have that malach mazo on top of them. Mashiach and Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly controlling it. And as he concludes there, he says, "Ini Hashem HaNechbod Elokei HaElohim B'chol HaOlam V'Elkei Eretz Yisrael Sheinachas Hashem." Kivyochol, through all the other places, it's this two-stage process. You have the other mazkoiches that they report to Hashem, and Eretz Yisrael is a direct connection. So he says that's the pasuk. Asher cholak Hashem lekecho yisom chol ha'am. I mean, literally, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave mazalos and koiches for every other nation. Now, what is the mistake that the goyim do? The goyim don't realize that these koiches they have in every country also they report directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they can worship Hashem. They stop there by worshiping these koiches. But the mashmos of this Ramban is that when it says in the Gemara, and when it says in the Pasuk, Asher cholak asher lahem, Shmuel actually gave the other umos these koiches. It's not just an opportunity, hechlikon bedvarim, meaning the way the Rasha explains it, that he's not really giving them, not making the mistake, but they're just giving them the opportunity, he gives them the opening. It's more than that. He gave them these sarim and mimshalos that you have, that with that they can make the mistake. Hold them and trapped in the pasuk. Asher cholak Hashem lekecho yisom lechol ha'amin. Now, l'chura, this really depends on how we understand this end of our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bali tome poischim loy," because Rashi and Yuma points out, like the Marsha said, that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make a person do an aveiro, but Tosis in Masechet Shabbos brings two girsos. One girso is "Bali tome psochim loy," meaning there's openings for him. That they do an opening for him. There's just openings there that he can go through. But then there's another gear that says, Bali tame poiskim loy, not psochim loy, but poiskim loy. They actually open it for him. It says the Torah says, according to this girso, what is the difference between Baal Tari, Messiah Moisoy, Baal Tari, poiskim loy? You have to say Messiah is a little bit more than poiskim. Poiskim means mash actively they're going to push a person who wants to do an Aveira to do an Aveira. And Me'amis says that the Ramban on the Sefer HaEmunah V'Habitochei, Perek Zayin, says it clearly, like the second gear of Tosis. And he says, what is bothering Tosis? What's the problem? It says, we have the Gemara tells us, T'bedech she'odam roitze leilich v'lichim oisoy. And therefore he concludes that there's no difference between the good or the bad. If a person wants to do something, they help him Mishamay. So it comes out, the Rashi and Tosis, they go in one shita. That's the shita of the Ma'ashah and the Ma'aral over here in the Sugya. The Mishamay, they don't push people, they don't push the going to do an Aveiro, even though they but they just give them the opportunity to do it. And that's the idea of Yichlikom B'dvarim. Not that they were given any of a desire, but they have this opportunity, they just have this option to do it. But the Ramban, L'shitosoy, the same Ramban, Chumash, that says, that Hashecholak means that Kosh gave Sorim for every one of the Goyim. It's like the Ramban in Amun HaBitochen that says, when a person wants to do something bad, they actually help him in Shemayim to do it. So you may have L'shitosoy, Yichlikom B'dvarim, that Agmar says, doesn't mean they gave him an opportunity and he did it on his own. It means they actually gave them that way to do that Aveiro because that's what they wanted to do. And this idea of the Ramban fits very much with the way the Benayo explains there in Meseches Yumo. Ayin Shag brings a beautiful story that really reflects this concept of the Ramban. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group is email shomachshava@gmail.com. That's Judaism. It sounds very much like Spain or Portugal doing the Inquisition. So, but they had nothing to eat or to drink. They had to, at least for one day or two, they were saved by people there in that city. And for one day or two, they were there, they ate, they drank, and were able to get out of the place. When they left, so one Jew tells his friend,